Hey there, it's Nick. We have launched a Spanish language version of the Secrets Hotline. We're calling it Canal Confidente, and we could use your help spreading the word. You can visit canalconfidente.org for more. Thanks.
I have a secret that I've been keeping for a while. I worked night custodian at a school. This was about 10 years ago. Young guy, Latino, long hair. There was this teacher who kind of had the hots for me. Now I know. I'm only about 5'5", and she's like really tall. She's like 5'11", or something, almost 6 foot. Anyway, beautiful teacher, and married. And one day she's just like, hey, can I get your number? Because sometimes I need to come after school and grab some stuff. I was like, all right, whatever. And about 3 days later, she texts me, hey, are you working? And I said, yes. She's like, I just got done with a party and I want to know if you want to have a beer. I was like, why not? I was like, just don't park in middle school. And this was about like maybe like around 9 p.m. And so, yeah, we kind of went around the corner and we drank some beers. And she goes, oh, I hit myself yesterday on my thigh. And she goes, you want to see it? And I was like, sure, why not? And so she kind of pulls her pants down and you can see her undies all over. She shows me a bruise on her thigh. And I was like, oh, this girl definitely wants something. And she basically goes, if you're a good kisser, I would definitely have sex with you right now. And I mean, I'm 21 because I was at legal actually. And she's about maybe roughly like 35, really good looking. And I was like, all right, but I had a girlfriend too, but I mean, temptation, holy shit. Anyway, we ended up kissing and we had sex, and this went on for about 9 months.
Hey, my secret is that I have a very close best friend of mine that I've known since second grade. We did all of school together. We went to college together. We shared the same dorm room. And then when we went to college, we made this little study group, two of us and then a couple other friends that we had on the dorm floor. So it was two girls and two of us. And she had this on again, off again thing with this one girl in the friend group. They never hooked up or anything, but they would hang out all the time and they knew that they liked each other. But he was very religious at the time and didn't want to start a relationship with a girl that was not religious. She was not practicing any religion. So late one night, he told me, oh shit. Well, if you could blur out my name, that'd be great. He told me, I could never date this girl. I don't really want to be with her, and I think I'm going to look elsewhere. I just can't do this anymore. Not too long after, she invited me over. We were studying late one night. We were having a few drinks, and I lost my virginity to her. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. No more than one day later, he had a change of heart and came to me and said, I've made a huge mistake. I need to pursue a relationship with this girl. And the two of them started a relationship and dated for about 3.5 years. And for the longest time, I have had the secret that I slept with my best friend's girlfriend and nobody knows, not even him. And I feel really bad sometimes, but in all honesty, I thought that they would never amount to anything. Can't undo that, I guess.
Hey there, it's Nick. I'd just like to take a moment to thank this episode's sponsor, Miracle Made. Your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality. So if you find that you often wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Go to trymiracle.com/secrets to try Miracle Made sheets today And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save 40%. And if you use my promo code SECRETS at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. You can upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/secrets and use the code SECRETS to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/secrets to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for supporting the Secrets Hotline. Okay, back to the show.
Hello, Nick. This is... I've left a number of secrets on this line before. I didn't really expect you to air them. It's better to have other people, new people, in. But I do like telling you secrets just because... Can you tell a joke to yourself and only you think it's funny? But someone else might think it's funny. And they probably do, because it's probably a little funny. Anyway, I just had a thought, and I realized... My friends and I have dinner parties, and I'm realizing that I think I'm the best chef of all of them. And this is proven particularly, not just because I'm an egotist, but also because my friend is a very capable baker. He's always so good at baking. I'm like, wow, you're baking. Recently, we both brought a baked good. We both brought pastry. He brought a tart, and I brought a pie. My pastry, better than his pastry. And when I realized that I made better pastry than he did, I was like, oh, I'm the best one. But I mustn't let anyone know about it because it's really, really, really rude to admit and really, really rude to think yourself superior to your friends. However, it's clear to me now, at least to my taste, maybe that's all part of it too, that I don't know, maybe not... just quite my taste. I'm the best chef of my friend group.
Hi, Secrets Hotline. I'd appreciate if you could change my voice for this. Give me a funny accent. Well, up to you. When I was a teenager, I was a kind of horny teenager, I think, as a lot of teenagers are. One Saturday night, I went downstairs in the middle of the night and opened the fridge and took out the oven-ready chicken that we were going to have for Sunday lunch and had sex with it. And then the next day at lunch, sat down with my family to eat it. I did use a condom, though. I'm not... I mean, doesn't that make it better? I guess so.
Isn't really a secret. So much of it is just a very sad story that I don't think people would... It's just a story that I don't know why I would tell it in normal company. But when I was, I think, summer between 7th and 8th grade, maybe, I had a very strange living situation growing up, etc. Anyway, I was very troubled, and it was summer. It was really hot. I remember it was very hot, and I was in my room, and I swallowed a bottle of pills. I don't remember what it was. I don't think I knew what it was at the time. I just knew I was so depressed, and I wanted to die, or maybe I wanted someone to notice. I went to bed, and my memory is that I just was sweating all night, and I felt nauseous all night. I was going in and out of having these really weird dreams, and I had this dream, this which sounds fake, but this was a real dream that I will never forget. It was just black in the dream, and a white, foggy light, like a tunnel. It was black tunnel, white fog, and then a black figure just floated over the fog. And then everything was all black and there was no more light. And I woke up in the morning. I was fine, except for being really nauseous, and I threw up. And then my caretaker, who had no idea, drove me to summer camp. And that's the end of that story.
I was dealing with or suffering with an eating disorder for about 3 years. The people around me noticed, and it caused a lot of problems. I think I was in denial, but I lost all the weight I wanted, and then I just got addicted to it. I was getting so many compliments because I looked great at one point, but mentally I was like in the worst spot of my entire life. I couldn't focus on anything. I was always hungry, but I wouldn't let myself eat. But I think the more secret part of it is now I'm in recovery and I've put on weight. I've gotten my period back, all the things. And now everyone treats me like, oh, I'm 100% fine because I gained weight back. Everyone just thinks I'm okay because I look healthy. It's always been about what I look like. But the real struggle was mental. And I don't think anyone ever understood that. I guess what I'm trying to say is I get angry a lot now. I get angry at the people around me for being insensitive a little bit and just focusing so much on what people look like. I get mad at the diet culture, and I get mad at the women around me that make little comments about calories and they should be eating that and I'm going to skip this. And I just want to like pull people's hair out sometimes. I don't think you become so aware of it until you go through something like this and you're trying to get away from it. But I guess the other part is that I miss what I looked like. I really miss being that tiny, and I'm so insecure now, but I know that mentally I'm better. And I just try to focus on that. But I would say 90% of my day I spend now thinking about wishing that I could look like that again. And sometimes I just wish I had people around me I could talk to about this that would really get it. Not that I want anyone else to have to deal with it, but it's hard talking to people that don't truly understand. I guess I think that could go with a lot of things.
Hey.
Hi, I'm calling in response to someone I heard earlier today.
I'm responding to the guy in the most recent podcast who feels that something deep down makes people turn away from him.
Just the friendships just end up disappearing.
I know exactly how he feels.
As soon as I heard this caller, it's like someone was playing my thoughts through the speakers.
I like and enjoy people, and I try my best to be open and likable. But so many times, I just don't understand why people keep their distance.
It made me feel good to hear that I'm not the only one wondering about these things.
I suspect that it's most likely how I look that keeps people from liking me when I like them.
I don't have any theories or haven't figured it out yet.
I don't really know.
No answers. Makes me feel a little insecure even.
But it's made me insecure and questioning myself all my life. And though I do have very few lifelong friends, I'm most comfortable to be just alone.
It's happened multiple times in my life, and just kind of like, what the heck?
I'd really like to know what it is about me that causes so many to keep their distance.
Good luck. All right, bye.
That's it for the Secrets Hotline, for now. If you have a secret you want to share, I want to hear from you. You can call 929-SECRETS, leave a message at secretshotline.org, or record a voice note and email contact@secretshotline.org. If you change your mind for whatever reason, just contact me within 24 hours and I'll make sure your call doesn't go into the podcast. No stress. And if you can, find a quiet place to record and don't use a speakerphone or hands-free device. The quality of the call is much better when you don't. This episode featured music by Odnew and Umlaut, Zeroshi, and Alex Hensey. The playlist is in the show notes. Our end theme is by Steven Jackson. The Secrets Hotline is a labor of love. and radio and made possible thanks to you. Your support makes this show possible, and I'm deeply grateful for it. Thank you. I'm Nicholas Sardine Punch Punch Vanderkolk. Thanks for listening.